United States envoys met with North Korean counterparts Wednesday to finalize arrangements for the first U.S. government food aid shipment to the North in 3 years, part of an agreement aimed at ending Pyongyang's nuclear programs. An agreement was reached last week for a resumption of shipment of food in exchange for North Korea agreeing to freeze nuclear activities and allowing the return of UN nuclear inspectors. The last U.S. food handouts ended abruptly in 2009 when North Korea expelled U.S. food monitors. Special Envoy Robert King says the talks are intended to ensure proper procedures and safeguards are in place to guarantee the food aid gets to those who need it most.
We're looking at a program that will help a million or more residents of the DPRK, primarily focused on young children, on women who are pregnant and nursing, on elderly and others who are particularly disadvantaged.
An initial agreement on the provision of food aid was reached late last year, only to be delayed by the death in December of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il. His son and successor, Kim Jong-un, surprised the world last week when North Korea announced it was willing to suspend its nuclear program. I'm Charles Collins.